Hello, this is Bob Proctor, suggesting that you choose this as your moment, your special moment, as you begin to develop the winner's choice.
There comes a moment in everyone's life. There comes a moment in time. When you come to a river, you just have to cross, or a mountain, you just have to climb. This is the moment, and now is the time to reach out where no man has gone. Time to break through the barriers, blaze a new trail. Time to reach out above and beyond. Reach for the future, let go of today. Tomorrow will bring a new dawn. Moment in everyone's life. There comes a moment in time when the future will open a whole new frontier and you reach out above and beyond. Reach for the future, let go of today. Tomorrow will bring a new dawn. Take to the challenge your own special way when you reach out.
This is Bob Proctor. Welcome to The Winner's Choice. 12 powerful principles to guide your life. Winners know everything can be better. Better is a stimulating word to the ear of every winner. Every recording in this series of power principles is packed with valuable knowledge to help you achieve better results. Now let's get mentally involved with the first power principle, attitude. Viktor Frankl wrote, "Everything can be taken from a person but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitudes in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Viktor Frankl was right. You could currently be faced with 1,000 problems, many or most of which you have absolutely no control over. However, there is one thing you always have complete and absolute control over, and that is your own attitude. Attitude has been described as the most powerful word in this or any other language. The late Earl Nightingale referred to attitude as the magic word, and it truly is. When you surrender control of your attitude to what appears to be a negative situation, you will then do the only thing you would be capable of doing. You will react to the situation. When that happens, you lose. On the other hand, if you were to remain objective, you would respond to the situation appropriately. That is always the winner's choice. The end result of these two different approaches are poles apart. You and I both know that there are many things wrong in this world. Unfortunately, that is all some people are able to see. These people live dark, narrow lives. They are unhappy and accomplish little, if anything, of any real consequence throughout their lives. Their life is one of lack and limitation. It seems they move from one bad experience to another. Unfortunately, their attitude is the cause of their problem. It's unfortunate because they are generally not aware of the cause of their unwanted lifestyle. They are losing at every turn on the road of life, and they don't know why. Conversely, there are those who are forever winning. They are the real movers and shakers, the lucky ones. Lucky because good things keep coming their way. They focus their attention on the beauty which surrounds them wherever they go. Their life is exciting and adventurous. They go from one major accomplishment to another. This group enjoys a wonderful family life. They develop deep and meaningful relationships with others. They are in control of their life. They know where they are going, and they know that they will get there. They are the real winners in life, and their wins are a matter of choice. Is attitude important? Attitude is everything to the winner. Many people will tell you that attitude cannot be defined. It is too nebulous, too ambiguous. Winners do not agree. They know attitude can be defined. It can be understood, and it can be controlled by anyone. The great Roman philosopher Seneca said, "Most powerful is he who has himself in his own power." By listening to this power principle over and over again for the next month, you will have yourself in your own power. You will cease being the plaything for outside forces. Think about yourself. You live simultaneously on three different levels of life. The first and most important point for you to realize is that you are a spiritual being. You have an intellect, and you live in a physical body. Your attitude is the expression of all three parts. Attitude is the composite of your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. Attitude is actually a creative cycle which begins with your choice of thoughts. That is a point I want to be very careful to emphasize. You do choose your thoughts, and that choice is where your attitude originates. Thought is energy. Thought waves are cosmic waves of energy that penetrate all time and space. Thought is considered by many authorities as the most potent form of energy in existence. As you internalize your thoughts or become emotionally involved with your thoughts, you set up the second stage in forming an attitude. You move your entire being, mind and body, into a new vibration. Your conscious awareness of this vibration is referred to as feeling. Your feelings are then expressed in actions or behavior. And this is the third and final stage in the formation of attitude, which produces the various results in your life. Attitude and results are inseparable. They follow one another like the night follows the day. Look at your life. Make a close, honest appraisal of the various results you are presently getting. See if you are able to relate your attitude to your results. This is vital to your own well-being. For you to make the progress you are capable of making, you must understand the cause and effect relationship of attitude to results. Cause and effect is one of the great eternal laws of nature, and it is an integral part of the first power principle. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that the law of cause and effect was the law of laws. He also said, a person is what they think about all day long. And the great Roman emperor Marcus Aurelius said essentially the same thing hundreds of years before Emerson, when he said, a person's life is what their thoughts make of it. The results you achieve in life are nothing more than an expression of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Consider what I am about to say before forming an attitude about anything. Everything in life has two sides, positive and negative. In fact, that is another absolute and eternal law of the universe referred to as the law of polarity. You and I can choose to look at the positive or negative side of any and every situation in life. But clearly understand, you are only able to see one side at a time. The conscious mind is not able to think of two things at once. Those who win are aware of the negative. However, their conscious focus is always on the opposite, the positive. And if they are not able to see what's good, they keep looking until they discover it. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, a winner by anyone's standard, speaking on this beautiful truth, shared this with us. This is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Fervently do I wish I had discovered it as a very young man. It dawned on me much later in life, and I have found it to be one of the greatest, if not my greatest discovery, outside of my relationship to God. The great law briefly states that if you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive results. That is the simple fact which is at the basis of an astonishing law of prosperity and success. In three words, believe and succeed. This sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? Well, it is simple. However, I have found from years of experience that taking control of your attitude and maintaining control over your attitude is not necessarily easy. If you are already doing this, you're an extraordinary person, a definite winner, and you belong to a very select group of individuals, the 5% group, who enjoy all of the rewards life offers. You also know what I'm saying is accurate. If you are not in control of your attitude at all times, but would like to be, I'm going to suggest a simple experiment for you to try each day for the next 30 days. It will put you on a winning track, and the compensation you will receive for successfully completing this experiment one day at a time for the next month will amaze and delight you. I want to suggest you test this experiment at work, since most of our pleasure comes from our labor and not our leisure. Okay, let's begin. Mentally review your job. Think of all the various aspects of your particular position. Pick up a pad and a pen and make a list of all the good points in your position. When you have that completed, do the same thing with your company. That exercise should keep you busy for a while. You might ask someone to join you. Pick an associate who is much like yourself and who wants to improve their status as a winner. Carry the list with you and read it at least twice a day, every day, for the next month. Frequently, when I suggest this exercise to a person, they reply they are not able to think of anything good about their job. I may smile, but I'll say, that's fine. I then ask them, what is wrong with your job or company? On your notepad, write down everything you feel is wrong with your job. Make the list as long as you can. At least, this is a start. The main point is to do something. Action is the key. This may be the only place some people are able to start, but as I said, that's okay. When they have the list completed, I point out everything as an opposite. You cannot have a bad without a good any more than you could have an up without a down or a hot without a cold. It is the flip side of the coin. You could take anything on this list of what is wrong and find out what is good about it, if you'll only think and look for the good side. Suppose we develop a hypothetical situation and review how we might handle it. Let's assume a person has had real difficulty thinking of what was good about their job. So rather than a what's good list, they begin with a what's wrong list. As I said, that's okay. It's a good place to start. The first thing on the list reads something like this. My boss has a terrible attitude. He is a very unhappy individual and is extremely difficult to deal with. Before we continue, we should agree that that could be a valid description of anyone's boss. There are many people out there who fall into this category. That is why we call them bosses, not leaders. At any rate, assuming this is a valid description of the individual superior, what should they do? Well, number one, we must keep in mind our own attitude begins with our own thinking. And we must remember we do have a choice. We can consciously make the winner's choice and respond to the situation, or unconsciously react to the boss's attitude and lose. If you react, you are permitting the other person's attitude to sour your own attitude. Make certain you don't permit that gem to slip through the cracks in your mind. In every situation, you either react or you respond. That's important. When you react, you lose. When you respond, you win. The next step in this negative cycle would be to blame the boss for making you miserable. Blame is a foolish game, and you gain nothing from it. Nothing changes or is improved by playing the blame game. Remember, I said you permitted the other person to sour your attitude. You gave your permission. That was a choice you made, and not a very good one. You lose. The problem with most people who continually lose in situations like this is that they are generally not making a conscious choice. They are doing this unconsciously. It's a habit. They have the habit of reacting to life rather than responding. Having a poor or negative attitude is frequently a part of a person's conditioned nature. It is habitual. The same, of course, is true with a positive attitude. That is why it's vital for you to listen to this power principle until you form the habit of responding to all situations in life. The Winner's Choice series has been designed to assist you in forming the habit of all the great power principles that winners have incorporated into their personality. If we had been wise enough to make the winner's choice and respond to this individual's distasteful behavior, we would begin by taking responsibility for our own attitude, regardless of the attitude the person may have with whom we are dealing. We would objectively listen to what they may be saying or objectively observe their behavior. Mentally, we would probably be quietly thinking, "Isn't it sad? That person is choosing to make himself or herself so miserable. It's also sad that they should choose to behave in such a childish manner. I'm happy that I do not do the same." At the same time, we would be making certain we were not permitting ourselves to get emotionally involved with the negative statements this person is making, even though some of those statements may be directed at me personally. I will make certain I follow the excellent advice of Jack Canfield, the self-esteem expert. Whenever negative statements are directed at me personally, Jack suggests you should keep repeating to yourself, "I don't care what you think or say about me, I know I am a worthwhile person." As you listen to this, you may be thinking, that would be difficult to do, especially with some people. Of course it may be difficult, but you can do it. And every time you do it, you get better at it. If you respond like this often enough, you will become very good at it. Pretty soon, it will become a habit, and that is when you have mastered it. Generally, there are numerous opportunities at which to practice, because unfortunately, there are many people who have poor attitudes. Remember, winners are in the minority. They form the 5% club. So let's go back and think about what is good about working for this unhappy boss with a poor attitude. I'll tell you what's good about it. Every time you encounter a situation like this with your boss, you are blessed with another magnificent opportunity to strengthen your mental ability to maintain a positive attitude in the face of an unpleasant, negative situation. That is what's good about it. If you think about this long enough, you can get excited about working for a person like this. It will not be long before you are consciously practicing this control every time you encounter a negative person, and Seneca's advice will begin to have a greater meaning. The real winners are masters at attitude control. They are usually the envy of everyone present as well. One of those who will very likely envy you will be the boss. Before long, you may find the boss's attitude changing, and the real beauty, which had been buried under a negative mental blanket all along, will begin to reveal itself. Always remember, a winner's attitude is contagious. People who are continually in your presence will catch what you've got. It is what the higher side of their nature has always been seeking. You must go back to where we began this lesson. You are spiritual. Spirit is always for expansion and fuller expression, never for disintegration. A negative attitude is a disintegrating force. A positive attitude is a creative growth force. Love the negative person, if for no other reason at first than the opportunity they give you to practice developing conscious, positive control over your attitude. You can apply this same simple concept to any negative situation in your life. Now, I do not mean to imply there are no negative situations that incur in life. There are many of them. Frequently, they're terrible. However, we must remember something we have heard many times, that God never gives us a problem we are not capable of handling. Nor am I implying that these negative situations will not, at times, knock us all off track and cause our attitudes to slip and fall. That happens to everyone, myself included. There would be no mental growth if everything was always rosy. There would be no need for it. What I am attempting to communicate in this lesson on attitude is that even the winner may go astray at times. They may get knocked down and lose it. However, they will not stay down. We will make mistakes. No one's perfect. Perfection is what the winner strives for, but has not yet reached. The winner is constantly aware of the basic truth that attitude is the foundation of all success. It is a power principle which every winner has mastered. Turn it into a habit. Robert Russell said, habit is God's way of making good automatic in our life. That's certainly worth remembering. The winner can go broke. They may lose everything they have. They may do that a number of times. They refuse to lose control over their attitude, and as a result, they are back on top in a short time. We are not perfect. We may use poor judgment at times when we make decisions, and those bad decisions might create a crisis for a short time. However, the winner's choice at such times is to keep their eye on their goal, maintain a positive attitude, and get on with the work. The winner firmly believes that everything happens by law. Therefore, everything happens for a reason. So regardless of what happens in their life, they maintain control over their own attitude. The winner is acutely aware of the beautiful truth that your attitude towards the world and everything in it will determine the world's attitude towards you. That may be difficult to grasp or accept at times. Nevertheless, it's true. It's a law. By maintaining control over the way you think, feel, and act, you cause good things to happen in your life. You do, in fact, literally magnetize yourself to good. For this same reason, those who have a poor attitude actually attract negative situations into their life. These poor souls fervently believe the winners are lucky. That is the very reason most losers do not try to win. They believe in luck, and they are not very excited about the luck they are having. They have not learned that they are in control, that this is an orderly universe of which they are a necessary part. What other logic but luck could a loser use when they witness a winner making record-breaking sales in an extremely poor economy? The loser knows the economy controls their sales volume. To them, since the winner is selling, they have to be lucky. It's unfortunate, but that is the way of life for the loser. That is their attitude, and they're holding on to it. The winner chooses to control their thoughts, feelings, and actions with respect to their sales, regardless of the economy. The same is true for a student in school. The winning student is the one who chooses to graduate with honors, even though they have been assessed to have a low IQ. It is their attitude. They have the can-do attitude, and the opinion of a psychologist will not change the way they think, feel, and act. Conversely, there are many people with the IQ of a genius who have a negative attitude towards themselves and life in general, who fail miserably. You witness this wherever you go. Take the person who serves you in a restaurant. The food may not be wonderful. However, if they have a great attitude, a contagious smile, and provide you with excellent service, they walk home with a pocket full of tips every time. Right now, you are probably smiling and saying to yourself, "That's true. Sure, it's true, and you know it." Consider this for a moment. You could master every other lesson in the Winner's Choice series of power principles from confidence to persistence. But if you don't master a winning attitude, you might as well stay at home and talk to yourself. You're going to lose. You're never going to win. And in the meantime, you're living in a place the early Greeks called Hades. Attitude is everything, and every winner knows it. There are people you know who are not overly bright. Academically, they may be quite inferior to most of their friends. Physically, they would never come near the top in a beauty contest. But their attitude is excellent, and they win in a big way. Everyone who knows such a person has great respect for them and for their accomplishments. They look up to them and frequently seek their advice. To this point in our attitude segment of your Winner's Choice series, we have primarily been dealing with situations and personalities. What about your health? Do you think your attitude will affect your health one way or another? Any competent medical doctor will say yes. Your attitude will most certainly affect your physical and mental health. This is a subject we could deal with in great depth. However, health is not the subject we are covering in this particular lesson. I would suggest you read Dr. Bernie Siegel's book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, or Catherine Ponder's book, The Dynamic Laws of Healing. Your mental attitude definitely plays an enormous role in the state of your health. Remember this. 1, you choose your thoughts. 2, everything is both positive and negative. The best way to keep your attitude positive is to follow Dorothea Brand's advice from her book, Wake Up and Live. It may be old, but it's effective. She said, act as if it were impossible to fail. Think about it. If you develop the habit of thinking that way every time you encountered a challenge, that attitude will certainly produce results you know doubt and worry will never match. Doubt and worry are both intellectual choices of thought, which are followed by fear and anxiety, none of which are the choice of any winner. Review the cycle. Attitude is the expression of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. If the choice of thought is to worry, the feeling which must follow is fear. And that feeling sets up a physical state of action we refer to as anxiety. Forget it. You don't want it. Turn this attitude control into a game, one you're committed to win. There is only one basic rule you must be certain to follow for you to come out the winner. The rule is simple. Choose to think about what is good in every person and situation you encounter today. Do it again tomorrow and the next day until it becomes a habit. From a people point of view, that is the way they would like you to think about them anyway. Try it, and you'll be quickly rewarded by the things they will think and do for you. Pay particular attention to the positive effect you have on others as you practice this good-finding or sure-you-can attitude with them. I recall a family that I am very close to that a number of years ago were experiencing quite a negative situation. The person who had established himself as the imperial potentate or head of this household was in a very foul mood. You could easily say his attitude had ample room for improvement. He was choosing to let a particular set of circumstances be in control of his choice of thoughts. Needless to say, they were negative. The mail carriers were on strike. He owned his own business, which serviced a few hundred accounts, all of which paid him monthly. The check is in the mail. Cash flow had trickled down, down, down. Payroll was due in a few days, and he was a few thousand short. His worry, fear, and anxiety had blossomed into a type of energy that was, to say the least, extremely difficult to deal with. He had the entire family upset. I was living in Los Angeles at the time, but was in Canada and was visiting their home. I asked him what was wrong, and he explained his predicament. I clearly remember saying, don't worry. You'll have more money than you need before you need it to meet your payroll. That didn't work. Next, I took out a checkbook from an old Canadian bank account. I signed a check and told him to use it if he needed to on payday, if he was short. You would have thought the hand of God had reached out and touched him. His attitude changed so fast. In an instant, this man's entire world had been transformed. He was pleasant and laughing and started talking about good things. A few weeks later, I was back in Canada and dropped by their home again. He handed me the same check back and said, "Here, Bob, thanks very much, but I didn't need it." It had never been filled in. All that was written on the check was my signature. I replied, "That's really good, Don, because there was no money in that account." What a wonderful lesson for all of us. His financial position had not improved by 1 cent, but Don thought it had. Bingo. Change of thought, improved attitude. It was the behavior which came with the positive attitude that solved his problem, not the worthless piece of paper that he had held in his hand. Many years ago, my niece Patty was just a young child. Someone said to her, "They're the facts, Patty," with respect to something they had been discussing. Her reply was a classic, and one I will never forget. Patty said, "Never mind the facts, just give me the truth. The facts are always changing." You might attempt to remember Patty's words when you find yourself in a similar position to the one my good friend encountered. He believed the apparent fact that he was short for his payroll, but that wasn't the truth. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale gave us the beautiful truth, which he said was the basis of an astonishing law of prosperity and success. In three words, believe and succeed. All right then, let us review the salient points in this lesson on attitude from The Winner's Choice. One, from Viktor Frankl, everything can be taken from a person but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. Two, attitude is the most important word in this or any other language. Three, when you surrender control of your attitude, you react to life's situations. You become the plaything of outside forces. Four, when you maintain control of your attitude, you will respond appropriately to life's situations. Five, attitude can be understood and controlled by anyone. Six, you are spiritual. You have an intellect. You live in a physical body. Seven, attitude is the expression of all three parts of your personality. Eight, attitude is the composite of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Nine, you choose your thoughts. Let me repeat that. You do choose your thoughts. Your thoughts internalized cause your feelings. Your feelings cause your actions. 10. Attitude and results have a cause and effect relationship. They are inseparably attached. 11. Marcus Aurelius said, a person's life is what their thoughts make of it. 12. Polarity. The natural law of the universe clearly states everything has a positive and a negative side. 13. Negative situations do exist. Winners look until they find the positive side of every situation. 14. Our pleasure comes from our labor and not our leisure. 15. Every job has as many good features as bad points. Winners focus on the good features in their job and their company. 16. Winners are in the minority. 17. Everyone benefits from the winner's attitude. It is contagious. 18. Another person cannot upset you or affect your attitude without your permission. 19. The blame game is a dumb game in which winners will not participate. 20. Winners look at people with poor attitudes as sad individuals acting childishly. 21. Winners know they are worthwhile people regardless of what others say or think about them. 22. A negative attitude is a disintegrating force. A positive attitude is a creative growth force. 23. The nucleus of you is spiritual, and spirit is always for expansion and fuller expression. 24. God never delivers you a problem larger than you can handle. 25. Everyone makes errors and loses periodically, and their attitude may get knocked off track. Winners see these situations as learning experiences, and they keep their eye on their goal. 26. Winners know everything happens by law, and that they are a necessary part of the universe. Everything happens for a reason. 27. The winner knows their attitude towards the world determines the world's attitude towards them. 28. Winners know their attitude is the very foundation of their success, and they have mastered controlling their choice of thoughts. 29. Attitude affects the health of the mind and body. 30. Winners refuse to worry. They know worry is a poor choice of thought, which is quickly followed by fear and anxiety. 31. Facts continually change. Truth does not. The truth is not always in the appearance of things. And 32. Three words form the basis of an astonishing law of prosperity and success. They are believe and succeed. Now permit me to share with you a few suggestions which, when acted upon, will guarantee your success and strengthen your winning position in life. First, Leave this recording on attitude in your automobile and listen to it at least once every day for the next 30 days. 2, complete the What's Good list about your position and your company. Carry it with you and read it twice each day for 30 days. 3, look for what other people do well. When you find it, let them know you noticed it. Do this until it becomes a habit. 4, challenge your self-doubts so that they do not grow stronger, and notice how you grow stronger every time you challenge them. 5, repeat this statement over and over to yourself. I am spiritual. Therefore, I am more powerful than any negative situation I will ever encounter. I am a winner. 6, and finally, if all else fails, get in the habit of laughing at yourself when you make a mistake and experience a loss. It is much easier to get back on track, making the winner's choice of positive thoughts in the face of a loss after a real good belly laugh. Try it. If crying makes you feel bad, laughing, which is the polar opposite, has to make you feel good. Listen to this gal, and let's have a real good laugh together right now. Good. You always feel better after a good laugh, don't you? The other recordings in the Winner's Choice series of Power Principles may not make you laugh, but they'll most certainly make you think, and they'll help make every aspect of your life better. Commit to playing this Power Principle on Attitude every day for the next month, at which time we'll introduce you to the second of my 12 Power Principles. Until next month, keep laughing, and remember, this is your moment, your special moment.
A moment in time when you come to a river you just have to cross, or a mountain you just have to climb. This is the moment, and now is the time to reach out where no man has gone. Time to break through the barriers, blaze a new trail. Time to reach out above and beyond. Reach for the future, let go of today. Tomorrow will bring a new dawn. Take to the challenge your own special way when you reach out above and beyond. There comes a moment in everyone's life. There comes a moment in time when the future will open a whole new frontier and you reach out above and beyond. Reach for the future.